This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Ton, T-O-N, first name Diana, D-I-A-N-A, date of birth June 21st, 1952, date of evaluation May 18, 2022. The referring physician is Dr. Theodore Schwartz II. The chief complaint, 69-year-old female seen for pre-op as she is scheduled for right carpal tunnel release. The HVI, the patient is a 69-year-old female who reports symptoms of carpal tunnel syndrome beginning approximately 8 to 10 years ago, period. She noted that the symptoms were initially mild. However, symptoms have progressively worsened, period. She had described pain, which mainly involved the thina eminence of the right hand, period. She stated that pain is typically 7-8-10, period. She had initially been treated with cortisone injection. However, symptoms have progressively worsened, period. She had undergone nerve conduction studies, which was consistent with severe disease, period. The patient is now felt to require surgery. She denies any symptoms of chest pain, orthopnea, or PND, period. Her past medical history includes 1, hypertension, next number, diabetes type 2, next number, hypercholesterolemia. Past surgical history, carpal tunnel release on the left, C-section times 2, left elbow surgery, period. The medications, glipizide, 1 BID, metformin, 4 daily after dinner, Lantus, 30 units BID, lisinopril, 10 milligrams 1 daily, calcium, 1 BID, vitamin D3, 1 daily, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams 1 daily, atorvastatin, 10 milligrams 1 daily. The allergies. She stated that she is allergic to some unknown antibiotic, period. She further describes post-anesthesia nausea and vomiting after her first surgery, period. She noted that she had no problems with a second surgery, period. The family history, mother has diabetes, social history, she denies cigarette smoking, alcohol or drug use, review of systems, constitutional. She reports weight gain, generalized weakness, and fatigue. She further reports some night sweats, skin. She has itching and rash. Neck, she has stiffness and pain. Gastrointestinal, she reports diarrhea and history of hemorrhoids. Genitourinary, she has frequency and urgency, musculoskeletal, as per HCPI, remained of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 136/67, pulse 78, respiratory rate 20, height 60 inches, weight 143 pounds. In general, she is a pleasant female who is noted to be alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal examination demonstrates mild tenderness to palpation of the right thenar eminence, period. The musculoskeletal exam otherwise is unremarkable. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 75 beats per minute, non-specific T-wave abnormality. Impression, this is a 69-year-old female who is noted to have sustained an industrial injury resulting in carpal tunnel syndrome, period. She further was found to have right trigger finger of the thumb and trigger finger of the right index finger, period. The patient is now scheduled for a surgical procedure to include right endoscopic carpal tunnel release, right index trigger finger release, right trigger thumb release, period. She has multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease. However, she appears medically stable for her procedure, period. She had previously been found to have positive to null sign of both risks. X-rays on 4/16 in 2021 reveal evidence of arthritis involving the MCP joint and the CMC joint of the thumb. Neurodiagnostic studies dated March 7, 2022 demonstrated bilateral severe carpal tunnel syndrome, right greater than left, and cervical radiculopathy, right side involving the C6 nerve, and possible C5 involvement, period. The patient has no symptoms of cardiac disease. As noted, she has multiple risk factors. Her perioperative risk, however, is felt not to be significantly increased. She is therefore cleared for her procedure to include trigger index finger release of the right thumb and index fingers, as noted. She is to undergo carpal tunnel release, period. She is cleared for procedure, as noted. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.